Today's shir is entitled "When a non-Jew or a non-from Jew touches my wine." So there's a halacha called, or there's a status called yayin nesach. There's a category of wine that's called yayin nesach. That's wine that was poured as a libation for avodah zara. So that the Gemara says it's aser bahana. It's forbidden to derive benefit from it. And the Shulchan Aruch also points out that if a star worshipper, a non-Jew who worships the avodah zara, enters into the house or a store of a Jew, this is in Yoredeah, Simon Kuf Chav Dal Sif Yud Beis, to search for wine, and he sticks his hand, and he touches the wine and he mixes it a little bit with his hand, and then it's aser bahana. You can't derive benefit from it. And not only if he touches the wine, let's say with his hand, but the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dal Sif Yud Aleph says, even if he let's say holds a utensil and then he mixes the wine with that utensil, it's also considered like he touched it, and it would be aser bahana. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Ches that if he pours the wine, and it's also star worship, it's also aser bahana. And there's a discussion about whether if he shakes an open bottle of wine. Well, it would not be a problem if there's a closed bottle of wine and a non-Jew moves it from place to place. That's not considered a problem. It's only if he touches the wine or if he pours the wine, maybe if he shakes the wine. Now, the Rabbin points out that let's say there's some wine that we don't know if it was used for Avodah Zarah or not. That's called Stam Yenam. Yayin Nesach is, you know, the wine was used for Avodah Zarah, but the wine that was Stam Yenam, you don't know if it was used for Avodah Zarah or not. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Machal Suras Perkei Daf Halacha Gimel, it's Aser Bahana, just like wine that was used for libation. This is a rabbinic prohibition. The Ramban says that the reason, or the Ramban in Avodah Zarah, in his commentary on Avodah Zarah, Laban Vavman Bey, cites a Rav Shmuel, who says it's a gzeira mishum benoseihem, concerned about intermarriage, that if you drink the wine that was touched, handled by a non-Jew, it might develop a friendship and it might lead to intermarriage. He says it can't be because of avodah zarah, because it's uncommon in his days. In his days, it's not so common that just regular wine is used for libation for avodah zarah. So that can't be the reason. And the Torah himself agrees with that as well. He says the issue is because of intermarriage, not because of avodah zarah. By the way, if it's because of intermarriage, then let's say even wine by a non-Jew who doesn't worship avodah zarah, let's say a Muslim. So everyone agree. Most Rishonim agree that Islam is not considered avodah zarah. So for that, it would still be forbidden to drink wine that was touched by a Muslim, because it could lead to intermarriage, and that was the gzeira. Happens to be that the Tur in Yoredeah, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, cites the Rashbam, who says that it is because of avodah zarah. It's a gzeira because of avodah zarah, but since it's only a gzeira, then the prohibition is only shtiyah, is only drinking. If you hold it's an issue of intermarriage, so then it's a gzeira even bahana, even to derive benefit from it. And the reason is that, and Torah points out, that since yayin nesach gamor, like yayin nesach gamor is aser bana, so they made stam yenam as if it was yayin nesach, and they're strict even bahana. The Rashbam says no. Nowadays there's no iser hana if a non-Jew touches the wine, because non-Jews nowadays they don't typically engage in these wine libations to their idols, and therefore it's only aser b'shtiyah. And in fact, this is the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Yordea Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Seif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that Stam Yenam of a non-Jew is Aser Bahana'a. And the Ramah says, no, nowadays it's not common to have these, the non-Jews use the wine for their libations, and therefore it's only Aser Bishtia, it's only Aser to drink it, but it's not Aser Bahana. Now, there's a leniency called Yain Mavushal. So we're only talking about wine that was not cooked, or there was not, but if the wine was cooked, so then it's not subject to these prohibitions. The Rambam writes that the prohibition of Nisuch HaYayin, or Stam Yenam, is only when it comes, this is the Rambam Hilchos Machal Suras Perek Yudav Halacha Tes, is only when it comes to wine that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. So therefore, Stam Yenam is only Gzeira on wine that's fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, but Yain Mevushal, Yain, the wine that was cooked, it's not fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore, there's no problem if a non-Jew touches wine that is mavushal. The reason for this, at least according to the Rambam, the Ramban in his commentary on Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Beis says, is because it's eino matzoi kol kach lachush lo levnoseim. He said it's not so common. Since the yain mavushal is not so common to use it. It's not so common. It's number one, it's not used as a libation, and it's not so common to people. Maybe in his days didn't have a lot of yain mevushal, so they didn't make the gzeir on it. Now, question is, what about pasteurized wine? Is that considered mevushal? A lot of wine is pasteurized, so the OU. In an article says that the prevalent minhag as articulated by the Abiyah Omen or Moshe Feinstein is that if the wine has been pasteurized to a temperature exceeding 175 degrees Fahrenheit, I guess that's called, if it's flash pasteurization, that's called mevushal. And it's not subject to the problem of Stam Yenam. In Eretz Yisrael, they're a little more strict. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that if the whole reason why Yain Mevushal is not subject to the Gzera of Stam Yenam because it's not common, well, nowadays it's very common. Moreover, there's no real change, he wants to argue, if it's pasteurized. Is there a major change to the taste? So he thinks that we should be strict if a non-Jew touches wine that has been pasteurized. And Rav Yashiv is also strict. He thinks that it's not that there was a gzeira and there was only on, you know, the gzeira did not apply to Yain Mevushal. The way he formulates it is he says that when Chazal made a gzeira to say that Stam Yenam is aser because of intermarriage, they didn't explicitly exclude Yain Mevushal. It's just that Yain Mevushal did not enter into the Gzeira because it was Milsa de lo Shchicha lo Gozer Bei Rabbanan. Something that's not common, the rabbis did not make the decree. So therefore, if the Metzias, if the reality changes, and it is Shachiach, so then any wine that's Shachiach, that's common, should be subject to the Gzeira. So Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach are strict when it comes to Yain Mevushal. But the OU is not strict. What about Stam Yenam with someone who's not Shomer Shabbos? You can have, let's say, a family member, or you invite someone to your house and you have non-Mavushal wine at your table, and the non-from person pours the wine. Does the wine become forbidden? So the question is, what's the status of someone who is, let's say, not observant, doesn't, let's say, publicly violate Shabbos? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Tesvav, he writes that Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, they are equivalent to all of the mitzvos of the Torah. The Shabbos is the sign between the Kadosh Baruch Hu, between us, and therefore anyone who violates any of the other mitzvos, they're considered a Rasha. But if you're Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, If you publicly violate Shabbos, you're like someone who worships the Avodah Zarah, and you're like a non-Jew when it comes to many rules. So the question is, do we view someone who's not from, like, how seriously do we take this, that we view them as if they're not Jewish? Shneim kegoyim, that's the language of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Hilchos Shechita, he writes that a mumar lahachis is someone who violates a halacha, not because he desires, let's say, food, but let's say you have a piece of kosher meat and a piece of non-kosher meat in front of you, and they both taste the same, and they're both the exact same, but you choose the non-kosher meat, so you call the mumar lahachis. Or let's say you're mumar favara zara, or you're machal Shabbos in public. So then, when it comes to Hilchos Shechita, you treat it as a non-Jew, vis-a-vis the laws of Shechita. What about when it comes to Stam Yeinam? So the Beis Yosef, Siman Kuf Yotes, cites a Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that a Meshumah, L'chal Shabbos for Hesya, is considered a mean, V'yeno Yai Nesach. Someone who is Machal Shabbos for Hesya, publicly violates Shabbos, he is considered a heretic, and his wine is considered like Yai Nesach. The problem is, that the Shulchan Aruch, he writes this in the Beis Yosef, but he writes this in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't include someone who's Machal Shabbos for Hesha. He writes a Mumar, like a Mumar Lavodos Kochavim, someone who worships Avodah Zarah, a Jew, so then his wine is Yai Nesach. But he doesn't explicitly mention someone who's Machal Shabbos for Hesha. He doesn't specifically mention Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's the question. What do we think about that? So it's interesting, the Chassam Sofer, so there's no prohibition. The wine is not prohibited if someone who's Mechal Shabbos for Hesher touches the wine. So even though when it comes to certain things, like tefillin, and that let's say, even though, let's say, when it comes to tefillin and, you know, writing tefillin, and it comes to Shechita, we treat him as a non-Jew. When it comes to Yai Nesach, if we didn't see him worship Avodah Zarah, so then the wine should not be considered forbidden. Why? Because what are the two reasons for Stam Yeinam? Maybe he worshipped Avodah Zarah. So if he's someone who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, we're not concerned about that. And also, what's the other reason? The other reason is because you don't have the wine of a non-Jew, well, that non-Jew touched, because we're concerned about intermarriage. But if we're talking about someone who's Machal Shabbos for Esther, he's Jewish. So what are we concerned about intermarriage? And he said that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down to Halacha. So some sort of thinks you could be lenient. And the Chazon Ish essentially says the same thing. So if you hold like the Chassam Sofer, this is Hilchos Shechita Siman Beis. So again, he's saying in the context of Hilchos Shechita, the Chazon Ish, but he wants to say that again, because the Shulchan Aruch did not mention, did not mention. That he said that the rationale of intermarriage does not apply, and the rationale of nisuch of worshiping of using the wine for avodah zarah doesn't apply either. He said that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this. So both the Chazon Ish and the Chassam Sofer are lenient. Another reason to be lenient, maybe, so it could be that if someone is a public Shabbos violator, but let's say, someone goes off the derech, but maybe in front of a big rabbi, he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So what's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Hei Sif Gimel, when it comes to, when he talks about a Jew who's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, he's treated as a non-Jew. This has to do with halachos of Erev Chatzeros. And it says if he's Mechal Shabbos B'tzinan private, he's not considered a non-Jew. And what's the definition of B'tzinan, of in private? Im yispayish laso zeb if ne'adam gadol. If he's embarrassed to violate Shabbos in front of a great rabbi, even if he will violate Shabbos in front of many people, it's still considered private. So if there's someone, let's say, who knows what Shabbos is about, and he generally publicly violates Shabbos, but in front of a great rabbi, he would not. So then he's not called Mechal Shabbos for Hesha. There's also another reason to potentially be lenient. The Binyan Tzion famously says, Rav Etnler, it's probably his most famous tshuva, Siman Chof Gimel, where he writes that the reason why we used to say that Mechal Shabbos for Hesha, he's like a non-Jew,
and he's like an Oved Avodah Zarah, he's like an idolater, is because an idolater believes in multiple gods. He doesn't believe in Hashem. So he's worshiping multiple gods. So similarly, someone who violates Shabbos, he's basically saying, I don't believe that Hashem created the world. But the Bion Sion lived in the 19th century, said it's not true nowadays. There are many people who daven at the Shachris, and they make kiddush, and they have to go to work afterwards. So they accept Shabbos, but they keep some level of Shabbos, but they do malacha on Shabbos. So violating Shabbos for Hesh is not necessarily an indication nowadays that you don't believe that God created the world. So he thinks, he writes his halacha, Shalol halacha lamaisa. He writes a psak, what he thinks is correct, but he needs consensus before, you know, he thinks that people should follow this. But he thinks that Stam Yerim should not apply to someone who's Machal Shabbos for Hesh, because it doesn't mean that he doesn't believe in God. That being said, in America, many poskim are strict. The reason is because Rav Moshe Feinstein is strict. Moshe Feinstein says that in many places, one of them is Yerodei Chelek Dalet Siman Nun Ches. He says even though it's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch says, what the Shulchan Aruch holds, but the minhag is, the custom is that we are strict when it comes to someone who's Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, to treat it as yayin stam, and stam yinam, and therefore, even if they're non from Jew, you know, if you have a non from Jew visiting you, then you should try to avoid using yayin that's not mevushal. You serve yayin mevushal. I saw that there is a Rav Berach Steinfeld, who wrote, I guess he was close with Rav David Feinstein, and he said that Rav David Feinstein said that his father Moshe said b'di'eved, if the non from Jew did touch the wine, b'di'eved you can drink the wine. He was talking about a non Jew who was intermarried. L'chatchila it's aser. And Moshe Feinstein allowed wine that the Mechal Shabbos touched if it was done b'shogeg unintentionally, or if it was done, and let's say he needs to do it for parnasa purposes. Can't think of a fact pattern, but if he needs it for parnasa purposes, so he's on a business meeting and a non from Jew touched the wine, and he's gonna lose his deal because it's a client of his, and again he tried to avoid it. But let's say that's the situation, so then it seems that Moshe might be lenient. Again, you have the Chassam Sofer, the Chazon Ish, who are lenient. The Binyan Tzion would be lenient as well. We saw that, I think, L'chuli Alma, according to everyone, if the person would be afraid to Mechal Shabbos in front of an Adam Gadol that's not called Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. But if he's a regular, someone who is Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, in America, it seems that we should be strict following Rav Moshe, at least L'chatchila.